Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
50 years ago today, I cannot believe I'm even saying it was 50 years ago. Has it been that long? Indeed, man walked on the moon for the first time. The historic moonwalk by Neil Armstrong, Apollo 11, and those immortal words.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And if you would remember, if you were around, you certainly remember that. Odds are you were watching it or listening to it. And, you know, and again, if you're not old enough to remember it, the moon missions, after a while, they got so routine, we didn't even pay attention. Honestly, the last one, it was Apollo 17, and it didn't make news. I mean, it almost got to the point where, oh, they walked on the moon again. It was like that. It became so commonplace. You think about the technology, though. We were walking on another celestial body. It was probably the greatest technological achievement in the history of man, even 50 years later. In fact, that's even where they get the expression. You know, whenever you're talking about why can't we do this? Well, if they can put a man on the moon, see, that's still the measuring. That's still the yardstick we use for something like that. But Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. You know, it was just a little before 11 p.m. East Coast time, so here it was a little before 10. We were staying at my grandparents' house for the summer, and we're watching this on TV, these blurry black and white images on TV, and we watched Neil Armstrong step on the moon, and I clearly remember at one point going outside my grandparents' house and looking up at the sky, looking at the moon, and thinking, there's a guy walking on there right now. There are men walking on the moon. It blew my little 10-year-old mind. It really did. So if you remember it, what did you think? What were your memories of it? If you were alive then, if you watched it, if you listened. My wife said she heard it on the radio because they were in the car with her dad at the time, and he wanted to pull over and be able to focus on it completely, would not have to drive and listen to it. So it was a worldwide event. I mean, it was a huge point of pride, obviously, for us as Americans. We did it, man. We beat everybody else to the moon. But for humanity, it was an amazing feat. And, you know, it wasn't a guaranteed thing either. That's the other point. You know, we think, oh, yeah, okay, they went to the moon and they came back. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, all these guys, they said the same thing. It was not a given that this was going to succeed or that they were even going to survive. In fact, President Nixon, you know, he spoke to the astronauts on the moon, but he also had a letter ready in the event they died. He actually had a script ready that he was going to read to the nation in memoriam of these astronauts who would never leave the moon. They were going to spend all eternity on the moon if they died. So the fact that they were able to leave, and things did not go perfectly well, but they were exceptional men, to say the least. And, you know, I gotta tell you, too, they were really... You want to talk about selfless? Neil Armstrong stepping on the moon. He could have said anything. He had something ready to go. You know, his first steps on the moon, you want it to be something memorable, something noble. He says,
"That's one small step for man."
Had it planned, you know.
One giant leap for mankind.
But he could have stepped on the moon and said, "Coca-Cola!" Or Sears or Ford or whatever, you know, and probably been set for life. But no, he didn't. He had wider motives than that. And just the technology. You talk about the technology. I mean, we have in our pocket, the phone in your pocket right now has more computing power than they used on that entire mission. But exceptional times. 50 years ago, unbelievable, as we celebrate the Apollo 11 moon landing. What a time it was to be alive.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.